Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. It's Keith Hooper here, broadcasting live from the I4 GovCon event. And you're my headliner. You know that, right? You are my last interview for today. I have Nancy Lane sitting across the table with me, and she's with Project Transition USA. So fill the world in on what it is that you do.
Oh, boy, that's a long answer there. But basically, my dad was an Army chaplain, and years ago I was a LinkedIn trainer because actually somebody had hired me off LinkedIn, so I knew it worked. And I did a lot of talks around town, and some retired military folks came to me after one of the talks I was doing saying, my goodness, where were you a year ago when I got out, because it's been hell.
Right.
So they said, this needs to be taught on MacDill Air Force Base now. In fact, way before people get out. And I said, well, I'd be happy to help. What can I do? And they said, we will personally take you and introduce you to the manager of the TAP program on MacDill. And they did that. We ended up writing a program, this course that had never been done before. I think we're the first people, maybe the only people, that are actually specializing in teaching LinkedIn workshops on MacDill Air Force Base, you know, and other military bases.
Mm-hmm.
It's led me into a whole other direction that I never even had considered. We started a 501c3 nonprofit now.
That's a process.
It was.
That's a process.
I had never managed a nonprofit, so that's been another learning curve. We're going on our fourth year now on MacDill, teaching monthly workshops, and we're still completely volunteer-run, and I'm a volunteer myself.
Well, very cool. So what do you think, what's the challenge with the transition?
What we found that most people were saying to us is the biggest issue they have when they're getting out is they realize they don't know any civilians.
Yeah.
You know, here we are in MacDill. Of course, it's the home of Central Command, Special Operations Command, and a lot of the people that take our workshop are senior leaders who got in when they were 17. They've never done anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know any civilians. And here they are. It's a monumental thing trying to find your perfect mission anyway.
Right.
Even if you know people. But if you don't know people, God help you.
Yeah, sure. And then, you know, not to mention just some of the resume writing and just the interview. I mean, all of that stuff's different.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's face it. When you're in any of the armed forces and you're there for a long time, it's a different world. You know, when you come out, it just doesn't operate the same. And
different culture, different language.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And you have to transition with that.
Mm-hmm.
So what brought you here today?
Well, Jenny Clark is on our advisory board, as well as Pete Bloom, her assistant, with Solvability. In fact, we introduced them.
Very
and,
cool.
And Jenny hired Pete. He's a Marine veteran, and she hired him as her CIO.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both on our advisory board, in fact. And now Pete became the first veteran, the first person besides me to teach our LinkedIn workshop on MacDill. He did that last Friday, which is history in the making for us. I had to be out of town at a family wedding, and so that's the first step towards getting these workshops taught on every base in this country.
It's getting somebody facilitated, huh?
Yep, because we're all volunteer-run, and we just don't want to expand too quick to be able to stay efficient.
Yeah, so if somebody wants to get interested or is interested and wants to get more information, where do we send them?
Well, it depends. There's two things that we need help with right now, just to make this clear. We would love support for teaching these workshops on military bases, and now we're starting a whole other project, and that's a job shadowing project, because once people connect on LinkedIn, as I'm sure you know, you got to meet people in person,
sure,
too.
Sure, sure.
So now we are teaching them how to connect with veterans in these companies and industries that they're interested in. We are inviting companies who want to hire veterans to sign up as corporate hosts. And all they got to do is just agree to let a veteran come shadow a veteran, preferably, inside of their company for just a half a day, one time. Because once they meet these people, we know that things are going to happen at that point.
Yeah, sure.
Whether they have a job opening right then or not, we don't care.
Right.
We know the value of networking, and we're going to eventually spread this nationwide as well. I don't think anybody's doing this either. We're starting out with vetting all this in Tampa Bay to get it really down, and so we're ready to go. But we want to hire staff. We want sponsors who really get this and believe in the power of this. We think that this is going to reduce their recruiting costs, actually.
Sure.
You know, so depending on which of these things people are interested in, the best way for them to find out more about us is to check out our website first. It's just simply projecttransitionusa.com or .org, either one. And they'll find my contact information on there, Nancy Lane. I'm the president and co-founder. We look forward to hearing from people.
Send them in that direction, huh?
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, Nancy, I want to thank you for hanging out with me today and for being the headliner. I think they're starting to clean up, so
yeah.
We'll see what happens.
They might kick us out here.
Hey, you know what? It's pool and lounge time. I've been saying this for the last four interviews, so really cool work that you're doing.
Thank you.
And congratulations, because I can tell it's in your heart, and you really believe in this, and that's always a cool thing when you find passion in people that are out there making things happen.
Thank you.
So congratulations.
Thanks so much.
And this is it. I'm signing off, so you're it, all right? So,
over and out.
All right, everybody, thanks for listening with us today for I4 GovCon, and this is Keith Hopert, and I'm signing off. Have a great day.